Hey, it's me. I know I shouldn't be calling, but I was thinking of you, and well, here we are. You're probably at work right now. Do you remember when I used to send you messages on your way home from work? You'd be on the train, and I'd tell you exactly what I wanted to do to you, and what I was doing to myself. I always loved how hot it made you. I'd always rush home from work. I've never seen anyone take a shirt off as fast as you did those nights. Do you still take the train home? Does she send you messages so that you hurry home like I would? Can she get to you with nothing more than a few words? You said that no one would ever get you like I did. No one would know how to make you tick. Exactly where to touch you, and where not quite to touch. Not touching was always my favourite. Watching you desperately waiting, aching for the slightest trace of my fingertips. Your lies shaking beneath my breath. Words gently brushing against your neck. The power of a few carefully chosen words never fails to amaze me. How the softest whisper or a wanting text can leave you running to make the train, bursting through our front door, you desperate to take me. I wonder if I can still make you feel like that. Make you ache from miles away as you impatiently check your watch. How many more stops? You'll nearly be at the station now. Are you even listening to this? Should I even still be talking? Unless we could have a little fun. Brighten your commute. Even if you just delete this. And if you don't, well, there's no harm, right? You always did say my messages made your journey that bit more interesting. How you'd find yourself waiting for the vibration in your pocket. Sometimes the waiting was half the fun. Not knowing what I'd send you. What I'd want to do to you. How much I needed you. Do you miss that? Do you miss holding onto your jacket that bit tighter? Hoping that your growing cock wasn't too obvious. You always did like to wear tight trousers. Could you feel your hard cock rubbing against the seam as you had to fumble for your ticket? What would the conductor say if they knew how hard you were? They saw what you were trying to desperately hide. It's cute, really. I haven't even said what I want to do to you, and I bet you're already so hard for me. Are you still using those headphones I got you? I'm sure everyone around thinks you're listening to music. Such pure minds. Does it turn you on that we still have this little secret? Will you rush home to fuck her while you think of me? Maybe you'll miss your stop. A few more minutes on the train. A few more minutes wanting to know what you could be doing instead. You could tell her you had to work late. She'd never know. How many stops is it now? Three more? Will you take a longer walk home? You know, I'm not too far away. It's just me and my phone. I do so miss the sound of you begging. Perhaps I could tempt you to stray just for a little while. Remember that thing you always loved? not quite touching. Breath that hovered over your trembling head. How much do you need me? You'd be shaking before you even finished undressing. Knowing what I could do to you. How easily I could get you just where I wanted you. Where I needed you. Warm breath, feather soft touch was a challenge. How close can you be before I grasp that throbbing cock of yours? Maybe you'd never get what you wanted. Maybe you were too late and had my fun and you had to stand in the doorway watching me play. Sometimes it was just too hard to wait for you to come. Of course, I made sure you were rewarded when you did make it in time. Do you remember? I still laugh when people say men can only come once. Those poor, poor boys. They don't know what they're missing. Sure. It takes a little practice, but watching you, breathless and dripping in cum, as you moaned, desperate. You were always the best toy. So well trained. Two more stops. You could always slip your hands into your pockets. It's cold outside and everyone's wearing thick coats. No one will ever know where your hands are wandering. Can you feel yourself bulging against your zip? Maybe it's just a little squeezed for me. I promise I won't tell. If it helps, I'm already very wet. Just thinking about how hard you're going to be when you hear this. Maybe you're a little wet too. Everything's that bit hotter. Your clothes that bit tighter around your hard cock. I haven't even told you what I want to do to you. What I could do to you. And does your cock miss me? Does it miss the way I always knew what it wanted? How I made it work for every touch, every lick across its aching head. You don't have to miss me. You know where to find me. I'm sure I could make some time to release some tension for you. Perhaps a little massage? You have been on your feet this whole journey and I'll happily rub them for you if you like. I'll let you rub mine too if you want. It's been a long day and that's the least you could do. One more stop. What are you going to do? Is she going to wonder why you've got like this? Why you're so desperate to have her? Or won't she notice? Is she too busy to see how much you need relief? You could be late. I'm sure she won't mind. She might even be grateful. You'll come home happy, relaxed. You could even think about me as you go to sleep. How I finally let you take me. Dripping in sweat and aching for your cock. Gasping as you enter, trembling over every inch of you as you grow closer with every thrust. This is your stop. You could just delete this message, pretend it never happened. I won't be offended. Or I could see you in 5 minutes. You know where to find me.